Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, hey, it's Ebro, it's Laura, it's Rosenberg. We are here, and you know what we do each and every morning. We're looking for two people to play Law Never Loses. Up for grabs, let me see an Ebro in the Morning prize pack. Ooh, you could qualify for a grand prize to Coachella Getaway to celebrate Bad Bunny, Rosalia, Becky G, Kali Uchis, and many more. But we're automatically hooking you up with tickets to Who's Next on February 28th and some Hot 97 merch, all right? Hopefully you qualify for that grand prize and hopefully you win that grand prize because that's a good one. Right. All right, we need two contestants right now. Hit us up, 800-223-9797.
Yo, speaking of Africa, if you watch the NBA All-Star Game halftime, shouts to Africa out in the whitest city. Got to be one of the whitest major cities in the nation. Salt Lake City.
What they do that felt like, they had Africa.
Rema, Thames, and Burna Boy all perform at the halftime.
Yo, shout out to Africa.
And then, you know, obviously, the NBA is doing a lot of work in Africa with Basketball Africa League.
Mm.
And you got a lot of Africans, first generation, born here in the States or born, you know, in Africa, come over playing basketball.
Yeah.
So it's really branching out, creating opportunities for people on the continent. So it's dope. But anyway, NBA All-Star. Now, that was the halftime. At some point today, we got to get into the actual game itself. Because is that basketball they was playing, Griff?
Nope.
That wasn't basketball. That was like a layup expedition.
Really?
It was like a tutorial on how to make the easiest layups.
So you just kept going back and forth making layups?
Pretty much. Little alley-oops here, there. Shoot a three-point undefended. Man, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, fam.
They haven't played defense, actually tried to, like, play tough, like a tough game.
Like a decade.
It's been a while, bro. Because I get it, man. They're like, okay, we want to get back to the season, get back to this championship.
Nobody want no injuries.
Nobody want no injuries. Nobody don't want to play tough against anybody and injure themselves or injure the other person.
They soft. You know what I'm saying?
It's the wussification of America.
Right.
It's been a part of the T-ball mindset for a long time.
Yeah.
I get it. I do understand, man. They make a lot of money to go after them championships, man. And they make a lot of money to be healthy to... You know, for people to buy tickets to the regular season games, too.
How was the dunk contest? Was that whack, too?
Nah, dunk contest, dude got busy. Mac McClung.
Oh, yeah?
Which, yo, Mac McClung is the definition of affirmative action.
Georgetown.
Went to Georgetown. Mm-hmm. He wasn't drafted.
Nope.
Wasn't drafted. Playing in the G League.
Okay.
And he got, like, a 10-day contract with the Sixers. And then made it into the dunk contest.
Mm. Okay. And he got it in. Like
and then won the dunk contest.
And then won. All right. That's what's up. Because that's been kind of soft for a few years, too. Like, dudes wasn't really...
Yeah, no. They've been has. Well, big name people don't compete.
Right.
That's what you're going for. But there has been amazing dunks.
Okay.
People have been getting busy doing some... Shout to Mac McClung, though. He got busy.
Okay.
White Cat. Is he the first white guy to win the dunk contest?
Brett Barry won it back in the day.
Brett Barry. Oh, yeah. I remember that. That's right. I was going to say a first on Black History Month. He just made Black History as a white guy, Mac McClung. And it was affirmative action all the way through. You know what I'm saying? They gave him a look. The odds were stacked against him. He wasn't drafted. He was in the G League.
They was like,
yo, you know what? We're going to, boom.
Get him in.
We're gonna give you a look.
You know what he did? What kind of dunk it was? Like, what
man,
was
he
it?
Did a couple of things, and he had like five different dunks that was fire.
Mm.
And he made. Remember how the dunk contest recently? They don't even subtract points really if you miss the dunk. They keep trying.
Yeah.
He made it on his first try every time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There it goes.
White men can jump.
This one. There's a few of them out there.
Respect.
You know what I'm saying? It's like it's as rare as black people who can't dance. He made a black person right. can't dance. Be like, you ain't got no rhythm.
Why are you clapping off beef, man?
Yo, what part of the game is that? Facts. Yo, Steven, good morning.
Yo, good morning, Ebro.
Hey.
Close, man. I finally got through, man.
Yeah, hey, you made it. You made it. Yo, Virginia was...
I've been listening to y'all since I was a kid, man. Yo, for real.
Yo, well, wow. Well, now you grown up and we old as hell, bro. We appreciate you, bro.
Y'all still holding down the team, though.
You know what I'm saying? Virginia, what's happening with you? How are you?
Good.
That's it. That's all you got.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, listen, it's cold and it's rainy, so it's trash outside. I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't. These combos is the worst ones. The super drizzle, heavy drizzle, and cold. Yeah. Nah, I never. There's no upside here, other than when it's supposed to be over this afternoon. Then it comes back for the evening commute. Mm. That's the plot twist. Right. So we're getting in the morning commute. Lunchtime is a break, and the rain comes back in the evening commute. Virginia, who you want to represent you, me or Laura Staff?
I'm going to pick you.
Oh, risky. Oh, this is risky. It's the game that lives up to its name, fam.
I'll take Laura. I'll take
Laura. All right, fam. Let's go.
Steven, that's what you get. You're left with Laura is what you should be saying. And everybody, pay attention. The winner here is getting the Ebro in the morning hookup. That's right. You're getting that Hot 97 merch. You're getting tickets to Who's Next. And you're in to win a trip to Coachella. It's got Bad Bunny, Burna Boy, Frank Ocean. Yo, Griff, can you have him change his script, bro? Yeah, because the script is cool, and I love all these artists. But come on, we could diversify this a little bit. They up here just saying Bad Bunny, Rosalia, Becky G, and Kali Uchis. Like Burna Boy and Frank Ocean and the other artists we play on that's at Coachella don't matter. Anyway, 6 seconds on the clock. That's Shawnee right. with the question. Let's play Laura. Never lose. All right.
ASAP Rocky. Ebro.
ASAP Rocky is on the cover of Vogue with his baby mom's Rihanna.
British Vogue is the answer. Correct.
Yeah.
In the Raven.
Oh.
By Edgar Allan Poe. What does the bird...
Laura.
Nevermore.
He continues to say that over and over. Nevermore.
I wouldn't have got that.
Gave the largest individual...
Ebro. Michael Jordan to Make-A-Wish Foundation.
That's facts. In history. Wicked is the pre...
Ebro. To Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz is the answer. A new trailer just dropped for Disney Ebro?
Little Mermaid. Yes.
Underwater Adventure. That's a fact. Which author wrote Salem's
Lot?
Ebro. Three. Two.
What's the guy's name?
One.
Shakespeare?
Incorrect.
No, it's
which author wrote Salem's Lot?
Salem's Lot is the question.
Not Shakespeare.
I ain't got it.
Got it wrong.
Yeah, we already got it.
Stephen King?
Stephen King.
King. Why did I say Shakespeare?
But Ebro wins.
Yeah!
Ebro!
Y'all got the pass.
Virginia,
the price
we did it!
Sorry, Papa.
It's all good.
Yo, man, Steven, you got through, and you get one of these.
Damn.
Oh, first time. Listen, he's a first-timer, so he's got to get hit with all the...
Congratulations. You played yourself.
That's how we all play sometimes.
You know what I'm saying?
He didn't play himself. He just got played. Really?
Where's the other drop? Where's my iced tea, the classic joint?
Oh, the new joints.
The new joints.
They got to put it in.
I forgot, y'all. I went clipped up. Shout to DJ John. Yeah, that one right there. That's the one he got. He got this one.
You played yourself.
There you go. Why does it sound like that?
He sounds like a robot.
Yo, you played yourself.
Why does it sound terrible?
It sounds like he tried to take the music out the back.
How'd you get into this spot? You played yourself.
That's terrible.
Yeah, no, that's terrible. Juanito picks those. Those sound like crap. Virginia, hang on, man. We got to get some info so you can be in to win this Coachella trip. Laura Stiles, what you got coming up?
Coming up in a flash and light report, some good news when it comes to Brittany Griner and her return to the WNBA. I'll give you details coming up next.
SZA dominating. Gotta got me stressing perfection. People are like really trying to be perfect, huh? You know it's never gonna happen. That's just part of being a human being. You're never gonna be perfect.
I mean,
nobody.
Yeah.
In no way, shape, or form.
No.
She said somebody has her stressing perfection.
Yeah, like, I mean, right, because she's trying to, you know.
She's trying to be as good as she can be so this relationship could work.
That's right.
Yeah, but if they don't like you for you, then.
I mean, we can all make improvements. We can all compromise. We can all, you know what I'm saying? That's part of being in a relationship.
Right, but there's no such thing
as
perfection.
Figure out how to work together. But yeah, right. It ain't going to be perfect.
It's true, it's true.
I mean, it's deep, bruh. Because the people you meet who are doing everything are still looking for perfection.
That's right.
Right.
Can't get it.
You're doing all of the what is it, plastics and surgeries and whatnot. You're doing all the therapies, eating all the foods, or the right ones they say you're supposed to, taking all the vitamins, getting all the sleeps.
And still.
Hard, man.
It's a rat race.
Well, no, it's about balance, guys. That's why it goes back to balance. It's all about balance. You just gotta have balance, man.
And
gotta have more good. Try to have a few more good days than bad ones. Mm-hmm. Try to, you know, get more good sleep than not getting sleep. Try to get quality exercise. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You keep trying, man. And that's the journey.
And if somebody makes you feel like you're always wrong or something's always,
that's not the path you want to be on.
Wrong with you.
You wanna be on the path with somebody who's loving you.
Mm-hmm.
Around people who are loving you and your efforts.
That's right. Take your flaws, too.
That's right. Y'all work together.
This is deep, man. It's a deep start to the day.
So should we, you know, accept Rosenberg always being late?
We have already. It's already happened. He still has a job.
Yo, that was crazy what Shawnee just did. That was wild. Yo, Ebro.
Wild.
Ebro, listen, yeah. We talk a lot of trash here, but you never seen. Even Ebro went, ooh, that was out of nowhere.
I was just looking at him and just, you know what I'm saying, trying to.
Wow.
You know. I was just loving you.
Should I accept Shawnee being the kind of friend who just absolutely throws me under the bus for no reason?
No, I was just loving you in that moment. You know what I'm saying? And all your things.
Yeah.
Why me? Why don't you just? By the way, you and Ebro were talking. You could have looked at one of his flaws. I would barely even say anything.
Should we accept Ebro always being grumpy? Sometimes.
He's not always grumpy.
Right,
I'm later than he is grumpy.
Well, that's why I went with that.
But when he's grumpy, it's way more annoying.
Meatball.
See? His grumpiness is way more intrusive than my lateness. But my
Shawnee,
lateness is way more
that consistent. Was crazy.
Yeah, it's wild.
Shawnee was wild, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yo, that's going to ring all week, man.
My God.
All week, that one right there, bro.
I'm sorry.
Let's go. Laura Stiles is here. Let's go. Let's move on. No, let's move on. Let's move on.
That's all we can do.
All right, well, this is some positive news. Brittany Griner is returning to the WNBA, signing a one-year contract with the Phoenix Mercury. So it's been less than 3 months after, you know, she came home from being in the Russian jail where she spent nearly 10 months. So the terms of the deal have not yet been announced. Neither Griner or the organization have issued an official statement on the signing, but that's, you know.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. Good for her.
Yo, everybody's going to Phoenix, huh? KD's in Phoenix. Brittany Griner's in Phoenix. Phoenix does a lot with their WNBA team. They're not playing down there.
Yeah, I think they're pretty into it. By the way, I feel like the NBA might be popping up at the 7:20 mark today.
Oh.
Why, what's going to happen? Big trade or something?
I mean, the All-Star game was... Might have to...
Yeah, I brought that up about 30 minutes ago.
It might have to catch it at 7:20.
Because I was like, what was that? Was that basketball?
Was it Basura?
No,
it was Basura.
It just wasn't a basketball game. It was like a layup line. Remember, like, you get in line and everybody gets to take a layup?
And the Celtics, Jaylen Brown, literally said that afterwards. He was like, that was a layup line. And the coach of the West said, that was the worst basketball game ever played. The coach of, not the West, of Team LeBron.
Yeah.
He goes, that was the worst game ever played. And they said, what can be done about fixing it? He goes, I don't think anything can be done.
No, nothing can be done. What are you going to do? Force them to play defense?
I don't know.
Force them to play harder?
Tune in to 720. We'll...
So, like, everyone was just being too nice?
Congratulations.
All right, we'll talk about it later.
You'd be honest. It's, like, not even nice. It's just, like, not even there.
Jeez.
They're on vacation.
That's your Flash and Light Report. The time is 7 a.m., a high of 47 degrees today. A little rain and alternate side parking is in effect.
I want to send love to the brother Cameron, man. I saw his post about his mom passing away.
Oh, man, I didn't see
that.
Yeah,
man, sending love to Cameron. We love you, brother. Hold your head, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And him sharing that, was, I thought, was a really big deal. He even talked about the fact that his mom was, like, super into Instagram. And, like, had Instagram friends and, like, you know, like, people would come. She would, like, DM Cam or text Cam, like, yo, get so-and-so into your next concert. Yeah. And Cam would be like, Mom, we don't know him. She was like, I said, get him in. Like, all right, so he would get people in. It's cute, man. It's beautiful, too, man. Shout out to Cameron, man. It's Ebro in the morning, Laura Styles, Rosenberg. Good morning.
Celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. WQHD-FM, HD1, New York. 97 minutes, commercial-free.
Yeah.
Commercial-free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Have you tried to cook dinner with the quickest, freshest, most delicious chef-crafted meal all delivered right to your door? Look no further than HelloFresh. With over 40 weekly recipes that you can choose from that satisfies all eating types. They have so many recipes, even the pickiest eater can find a meal they like. Skip the long and expensive trip to the grocery store and try HelloFresh. Their fresh pre-portioned ingredients make cooking so easy and clean. Take the stress and hassle of preparing dinner out. And even better, their latest line of meals featuring robust flavors and filling portions are ready in 15 minutes. I tried that chicken sausage tortellini and I had it cooked and eaten in 20 minutes. It was good and it was quick. Eat well, eat fresh, and better yet, save some cash with HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/Ebro65 and use code Ebro65 for that 65% off plus free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/Ebro65 and use code Ebro65 at checkout for 65% off plus free shipping on America's number one meal kit.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's time that we let them know that
girls is players too.
You better let them know. Hey.
Cause girls is players too.
If you didn't know.
Getting money all around the world. Cause girls is players too.
Oh, you thought she wouldn't? Yeah. You thought she wouldn't?
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big
thought she wasn't?
You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't play. Well. If they found one alligator in Brooklyn, in Prospect Park,
man,
I'm assuming there's more.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, I would like to assume that it was somebody's pet that got too big and they tossed it.
That's where the story comes, because that's where you give people a congratulations. You hit them with the button.
Because congratulations, you played yourself.
People buy these pets like, ooh, let me get a pet alligator for my, you know, like my fish tank or my tank or whatever. And then when they get sick of it, like, let me just release it into the wild, the local park.
So here goes, though. You can't just buy. I don't think you could just buy a pet alligator, guys. You would have had to have went to Florida or a place where, A, you could just find, like, a baby gator.
Right.
I think there's people who keep them in Florida. I don't know if that's illegal in Florida. I don't know what the laws are. But odds are that person didn't buy a baby gator at, like, PetSmart.
Well, not odds are. That's impossible.
Yeah, but
you know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, okay, so if you go out of your way to get yourself a little baby gator.
Well, that's where I was going.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
If you went and tried, I was like, yo, I'm a brand. Because there was years ago, there was a guy that had I think it was Harlem.
Oh, God. Had a tiger?
That was a tiger guy.
It was a tiger.
But there was a gator. Somebody had a gator in an apartment in New York once too. It was like 10 feet long.
And after a while, that person didn't know what to do.
But also, you can't.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
An alligator off in the park.
Like, well, it did in Prospect Park. It already happened.
No, I know. And two things. One, the alligator was so weak that it couldn't really even do anything, and they just came and pulled it right out. And
it was too cold here for it.
It was cold. It couldn't eat. It was struggling.
Well, now it's at the Bronx Zoo.
No, they said it was going to the Animal Care Center in East New York.
Oh, I didn't even know we had one. I just heard this morning on 1010 Wins it was in the Bronx.
Yes, but the next step is the
then it goes to the Bronx Zoo
for rehabilitation.
You didn't know there was an animal care center in the East New York?
Nah, because they're not even taking care of the people in East New York the way they need to. They worried about the animals?
It was not what I expected. I didn't know that.
I'm glad they have one. Word. But can we have a human care center in these boroughs too?
Talk that talk.
Now
we need that. Please.
Now, also though, the congrats is you can't. It's not the same as having ducklings and bringing.
Are you still trying to explain to people why they shouldn't have an alligator?
No, congratulations. I don't mean that.
You played yourself.
By dropping off an animal like that in a park, you can mess up the entire ecosystem of the park.
Yeah.
Like, it's not supposed to be there.
So wait, you think a person that brought an alligator to New York City?
I just
City,
need to understand the logic that they were like, oh, just drop in the park.
There was
like
no
there
logic.
Other alligators.
There was no logic. It's infatuation. It's the same way people have these other exotic animals that we hear about. You're just infatuated with them, and you think you're capable of taking care of them.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Because to you, it's just a game. It's not. Smart. You're not really concerned about the alligator. You're really concerned about how having this pet makes you feel.
Probably got an IG post or two out of it.
You know what I'm saying? Got my baby gator.
Damn. Couldn't even drive it back to Florida and drop it off like in the marsh somewhere.
Disrespect. You didn't love that gator.
Congratulations.
Damn. They were like, AKA the wild, AKA your local park.
Yeah, this is the wild, Prospect Park. I mean, don't get me wrong. Prospect Park, I'm sure, is wild at times, but not in that way.
Not gator wild. You know what I'm saying? Damn. Rosenberg, what you got up today? You wanted to go in on this NBA All-Star?
I mean, listen, is it an All-Star game? We're not sure what it
is. I mean, there were All-Stars were there. Is it a game is what I think you're going
for. It's an All-Star gathering.
That's right.
And it's a great weekend.
Okay.
And there's a lot of fun stuff going on.
Talk to him.
However, was it a basketball game?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I mean, I should be excited too. Jason Tatum, the MVP, scored 55 points.
Well, and I saw a stat that showed like the MVP of the All-Star game going on to win the championship. Odds are good. Like, that's a thing.
Oh, wow. Interesting. But the 55 would have meant a little more, I guess, if it was a real basketball game.
I mean, it was the most ever scored, I think, by a player in an All-Star basketball game.
Exactly.
In an All-Star gathering.
Congratulations. All-Star you played yourself.
Yeah, because it's easy to score. I can score 55 in layup lines.
That's what it was.
Just give me enough layups.
Cash one says no.
I mean, listen, he was shooting, bro. It's not easy to make a half-court three-point shot.
He was hitting some threes.
It's not easy. I mean, there's no defense, Rosenberg. I'm with you on that all the way. But
that's Jason Tatum. He's
a professional.
Have you ever watched him in warm-ups? If it's warm-ups, he's nailing every single shot.
Amazing.
I'm not taking away from him. It's not his fault. He can't make people play defense. Him and Jaylen Brown at least went up against each other and played a little defense and had some fun.
Well, so everybody's bitching and moaning about the All-Star. I've seen a lot about this, right? It's not a game. It's broken. Fix it. How are you going to fix it? What All-Star gathering is not broken where there's an actual game?
Oh, no, they're almost all trash. Baseball's okay because the game isn't dangerous in the same way.
Right.
So they actually play it kind of straight up. But pitchers don't stay in long. They come for an inning and they get out. But it's still regular pitching, regular fielding.
They're not throwing underhand all of a sudden.
Exactly. That's football's terrible.
Yep. It's over.
Hockey's
Pro
kind
Bowl's
of a joke.
Done. Like they played flag. Didn't they play two hand touch this year? They didn't even play flag.
They played flag.
I wasn't even joking. They played flag. They might as well play two hand touch.
Yep. They played flag this year. Hockey's pretty rough. They don't really care. It's mad goals. But this one used to...
And by hockey, they're not playing defense is what you're saying. They're not, like, fighting. They're not going ham.
No, the score could be, like, 12-10. But now they also switched it to, like, rotating 3-on-3. Is that
so it's broken. Sounds broken. Okay.
But the NBA one, it has been good recently. Like, it wasn't that long ago that it was good. It has been good before. You just need a couple people who care. And, like, my problem with the NBA right now, honestly, is that I believe a lot of the players care more about being friends with each other than they care about winning.
Now you think that applies to the All-Star game or is the All-Star game broken because these guys don't want to play hard because they don't want to get hurt because they're really holding on for the season? And they really
playing regular games, let alone the All-Star game. These cats are taking off 15, 20 games a year.
Well, yeah, that's common now.
That's common.
Arrest day.
Can I get myself a button too?
Okay. Sure. We got cats.
Congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
You played
for my disrespect and disregard of G-Leaguer.
Mac McClung.
Oh my
God! I told y'all we was here when we was running through the names, and y'all was like, "Yo, Mac McClung."
Yeah, I
was like, "Yo, he's nice."
Yeah, I played myself.
Well, yeah, I just knew his name from the from doing dunks. He'd been doing dunks for a long time.
Yeah,
and
he
I
went
saw
ahead.
Him and I saw him get a thing on the Sixers, and I was like, yo, he's doing his trying to do his thing.
Well, that guy single handedly saved the dunk contest, so.
Well, so he gets a real congratulations.
He gets a congratulations, and I get the button for not believing that he would be able to do
you
that.
You played yourself.
You just thought that because you're racist, because he's white.
Mm. Well, no, just because I never heard of him. And G Leaguer. And G Leaguer has never happened. That's never happened.
Listen, I'm going to tell y'all this. It's affirmative action. That's what Mac McClung got. Affirmative action. He was undrafted. The odds are stacked against him. And he got an opportunity. And he made the most with the opportunity that he was given based on what they do now for people who don't have the same looks as everyone else. That's what the G League is. You know what I'm saying? It's people who didn't get the big schools all the time. And they didn't get the...
Soon they'll replace the All-Stars in the All-Star game with a bunch of players who we never heard of also.
Right, because right. It's a great opportunity for them.
And they'll care.
Because they'll care.
I'm with it.
That's why the dunk contest was G Leaguers this year. And guess what? They didn't miss dunks this year.
That's right.
Oh, they all missed dunks except for him.
Except for him. But way less than usual. Usually it's like just straight there, sit around and wait for the entire dunk contest. Man. He nailed all of his dunks on the first try.
Yo, shout out to Mac McClung. Making white history on Black History Month.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
Uh-oh.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Says here Meta is laying off more people.
Mm.
And things are not looking so good. Matter of fact, they say Meta now, which is formerly Facebook, is also lining up the paid verification process like Twitter.
Those things go together, by the way. Laying off people and also charging to get the check now.
Congratulations. So you played yourself.
That's Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah. Yo, it's so crazy, by the way. We don't talk about it very much. The Twitter verification thing has been so whack.
Wait, but, because what's to talk about? Is it still happening? You still pay for it? I thought they rolled it out and then it went away.
That's what I thought, too. But now all I know is 90% of the verified mentions I get now are just, I click on the person. I'm like, who is this?
It's like paid for check.
You're like, oh, that person has 80 followers. They're just a random person who has...
TikTok is really whooping everybody's ass out here. Let's just keep it 100.
Is it a verification for TikTok?
You can't like demand a verification for TikTok. They have to like find you and notice that
how Twitter and all that used to be. That's how that stuff was, right?
Yeah, I mean...
You got verified based on engagement and
followers. There was a process to getting to Twitter. Like if you had a company... If you all got a job in the NBA, if you became a player in the NBA, you're getting verified.
Mm.
You know what I mean? If they see that you're working at a legitimate place, you're getting verified.
Listen, I tried to tell you guys a decade ago that all this stuff was crap.
Tried to tell you.
So the blue check means nothing.
I went out and bought tens of thousands of followers.
Yeah, you did.
Just to show y'all. It's all fraudulent from the beginning.
Is that why you did that?
Yeah, because I was like, what is it? Who cares? Everybody's like, you can't do that. I was like, says who? And why?
It's fraudulent.
Oh, don't steal people's posts and repost them. Why? Who said? What is this?
So you like that this is madness and chaos.
I love it.
You can just take advantage of it.
Oh, I love it. Who cares? It's like, so what? You based your whole life?
Smoke and mirrors.
On a platform that a company provided to you. And then we've been discussing this for how long? It's not yours. Your page is not yours. You've given them all your family's information, your faces, your behavior, your taste, your shopping. Yeah. You've given it all away. They monetize it. They tried to sell it to advertisers. Advertisers don't want it no more. That's another reason they charge you now for verifications. Now everybody's on to the next thing.
But people's
dancing with my 8-year-old on TikTok. That's right. Learning TikTok dances. I learned one this week.
You did?
Yeah.
Did it?
To the, what's my tune?
We have Run Negro.
What? I got the Run Negro challenge.
You did it with the knees and all that.
Issa taught me all of it. I know the Issa whole Run Negro.
Wow.
Yo, Run Negro, baby.
Rich Buck is the man.
Hey.
Yes,
I
want
to see it.
Is there an Ebro and Issa TikTok account?
Yeah, where's the TikTok?
No, it's not TikTok. Well, I haven't put it up yet.
Okay.
But the whole family was doing it. Me, Jazz, Issa, we was running Run Negro.
Wow, you Run the Grum?
Yeah.
I want to see it.
This dance is killing dance hall as we know it.
No, it's not. It's a good one. It got a few classic little moves in there. It's actually one of the better TikTok dances.
No, you're right. It's a real dance in that, but I just mean some of the videos are killing dance halls we know.
Cash 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. Hot
97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, people go on dates all the time. Things happen. Sometimes nothing happens. You don't hear from the person. You thought it was all good. Well, guess what? You got curved.
Yep.
Bill, what's up, bro?
Hey, man. What's going on?
Looking at the notes on you, before we call Laura, who curved you, not Laura Styles, you picked her up, took her to dinner in Queens.
Yep.
And you do admit that you got mad at the waiter.
Oh boy!
And when
Bill,
describe mad. What is mad? What, you were yelling? You were rude. What mad? What does that mean?
I was being a little bit more forceful than I usually am because
give me an example.
I was trying to. Man, he came up and he was saying like, "This is your order," and I knew first off he ordered orange chicken, and this dude came up with pork stomach with sour pickles. And I go there all the time. This dude knows me. And I said, like, listen, man, that's not the order. You need to take that back. Come back with the orange chicken. He's like, no, that's your order. And I was like, man, don't get up in my face telling me what my order is.
All right, Bill, calm down.
I doubt he got in his face.
You don't believe it.
Bill
sounds a little.
He's very aggressive.
Yeah, calm down, man.
He's a little turned up.
Yeah.
Bill.
Swimmer down, nah.
Bill.
Yo, I was, you know, because it was just, the whole thing was just really important to me, and I just wanted to make sure the night went right, you know what I mean?
Nah, it's just orange chicken, though, bro.
I know. It's nice. Come
it's orange chicken, bro.
We could get you some, you know, chicken and broccoli with brown sauce. We could get you, you know what I mean, extra packet of duck sauce. No need to.
Extra duck sauce.
Yeah.
Extra duck sauce. You know, and you know.
And pork belly back.
And, yo, we were sitting there for like 45 minutes, yo.
So now you're calling us because after all of this, you're wondering why Laura didn't hit you back.
Yeah, I mean, everything else went good. So
we're going to call Laura right now. She's not going to know you're on the line. But it sounds like you would love to date her again, and maybe she just didn't hit you back because of this incident.
Yeah.
All right, well, hang on, bro. Keep quiet. We're calling Laura.
Hello?
Laura.
Hey.
Hey, it's Ebro and Laura Styles and Rosenberg. Let's talk about Bill. You didn't hit him back after the date, and why?
Okay, well, the guy seemed to have a bit of an anger problem.
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when we went to the restaurant, he totally freaked out on the waiter. There was a point where the waiter was taking too long with our food. And then when we got our food, he gave me pork belly instead of orange chicken. I mean, the waiter went, he went and he changed, he got my order right the second time. He totally freaked out, and that wasn't the first time he was freaking out. On the way to the restaurant, he was freaking out on, like, drivers on the road and even people crossing the road. It was too much for me. I mean, it really seemed like he had an anger problem, and honestly, it seems like he needs some anger management classes because that was just too much.
Not your stees. Just not your stees.
Not anyone's stees.
Well, Laura, we have Bill on the line, and Bill copped. He admitted that he freaked out on the waiter. Bill?
No, that was something that I even said, like, that. I saw that there was, like, maybe a moment that things were, like, weird, but I even said, like, yo, is everything cool? And you were like, yeah.
Well, she was afraid of you at that point.
Hello,
she wanted to keep things chill.
Yes,
everything was cool. What you talking about? I'm yelling at people on the
here you go, yelling again, Bruce Banner.
That's exactly what I was trying to avoid that night. I mean, it was our first date. I wasn't trying to have him attack me on anything. You were attacking people off of little things.
I'm attacking people.
Bill,
people
has anyone ever told you that you're a bit aggressive?
Man, people walking in the street, I tell them to get out the street. I don't want to hit them with my car.
You just yelling people to get out the street?
Wrong food, I tell them to give me back the right food.
Maybe it's your tone of voice.
That's a good point.
Man, I don't know about the tone of voice, nothing, man. All I'm saying is,
Bill. I mean, Laura, would you go? This is why Bill called us, because he obviously wants to go on another date with you. But Laura, would you go on another date with Bill?
Unfortunately, no. No. I wouldn't.
So, Bill, you want to go get anger management and learn about your tone of voice and chill out?
man, I ain't about to do none of that. Fine, man. You don't want to go out another date, that's fine. I'm going to go back on Soul Swipe.
Yell at someone until they like you?
Man, I don't know about all that.
Bill. All right, man. Bill?
Oh, hey, Bill, we forgot to give Bill something.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now at gotcurved@gmail.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
My TikTok is booming.
Are you on TikTok?
My TikTok is booming right now.
No.
TikTok Live?
Is he on TikTok?
I'm on my TikTok Live as well at Rosenberg Radio.
At Ebro on TikTok.
I'm on IG Live.
Oh, my
God.
We got your IG
popping.
Oh, my God. Look at us. What a 36 people. What a pathetic group of losers we are.
Ooh, I got times two, times four. You know what I'm saying? Somebody bigging up my live crazy right now. Oh, that's my cousin. I don't count.
That's my cousin.
Your cousin's in there?
Yeah.
I feel like on my little
She's
TikTok,
only awake. She's only awake because she got a baby. So the baby got her up.
I feel like I don't know anyone who follows me on TikTok. Mm.
I got 47 likes. I don't know what you're talking about.
You hot out here, son. Don't.
Carnival Tuesday.
Now, Shani, it is also Fat Tuesday, Carnival Tuesday. So Mardi Gras popping.
Mm-hmm.
And then when does Lent happen? When does that happen?
Oh, Lent is soon,
is like,
no?
Yeah.
That's tomorrow, yeah, right after the thing. And then people go into, so they go crazy. Mm-hmm. They get, eat all type of crazy food, party, carnival, blah, 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 bing. Right. Bah, and then bah, tomorrow, bing. You cleanse, right? You do some sort of repent. You ask for repent. Forgiveness for all of the
what
trash
are you, what
things
are
you
asking
did.
For forgiveness for?
Everything you're doing today and from the year prior.
Oh,
so if you go, you get drunk, you sin crazy, you do all of them.
Are you saying
you can just ask for forgiveness and it's
tomorrow?
Gucci.
You all good?
Right. Say,
this is why this Bible thing was great.
The Bible thing was just like it was a hookup. It was like we gonna hook you up.
Yo, Jesus, Hail Mary, all of it.
Yeah. Wait, so you're saying that Lent is Yom Kippur or Jace?
Basically, yeah.
I didn't realize that.
But Lent goes, I think, longer.
Oh, it goes for a while, though.
It's like 40 days or something.
All the way up to Easter.
Yep, there you go. Boom.
Rocking from now to Easter.
That's Lent.
Yeah.
And then Jesus comes back. You know what I'm saying? He's resurrected.
At Easter? That's Easter?
That's Easter. Easter that's the resurrection.
Yeah. Big resurrection.
You know what I'm saying? Back in effect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Back like he never left.
Exactly.
Talking that talk.
Exactly.
Resurrection talk.
Yo, shout out to everybody. Now, back to Carnival Tuesday. Yes. All Trinidad is shut down.
Because they was reminding
Yo, Cast
me
on One, I need a soca record. Big
we
tune right now.
We need a soca record.
I need a big soca tune.
Does the term sell-off fit in here in any way?
Sell-off!
Sell-off, kind of, but that's more Jamaican.
Yes, you mean.
Got it.
It's
gonna
a scene.
We're going to chip down the road.
We're going to chip
down
the road.
Oh, we're chipping and chopping.
We're chipping and chipping.
Chipping and chipping.
We're chipping. And yesterday was Carnival Monday, which is a big deal. And everybody's in Trinidad right now, and it's
Big
Carnival
up Trinidad
Tuesday.
Is Carnival in Brazil the same day?
No.
Different day.
Different
Trinidad,
Carnival.
Trinidad got, it has its own day for Carnival.
Carnival Tuesday, but it's the same as Fat Tuesday, so technically.
Oh, it's the same as Fat Tuesday.
Yeah, technically in New Orleans is Carnival today, too, because it's Mardi Gras, and they're going crazy down there.
Yeah.
And no shade to Brazil, but you know what I'm saying? Trinidad is the best carnival in the world.
Yo, Griff, we can't trust Johnny Culture here.
What you mean?
It's
the best carnival in the world.
I'm not saying that. We just got to do some research on Brazil's carnival before you just start saying they not having one.
Not to mention.
That's a bit. Well, the only reason I say is because it's a big Catholic country, so I would assume Brazil and Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras, the Catholic stuff lines up in a certain way.
There's no denying that Shawnee is, if it's talking about size, it's obviously wrong. Trinidad is not the biggest.
Well,
in fact, it might be the smallest.
Right, I'm not talking. No.
Relative to New Orleans,
he said the top two are Brazil and Trinidad, but I'm just saying it's different because the style of the carnival is different.
Right.
So if we're talking Caribbean carnivals, Trinidad number one.
Oh,
boom, kaboom, pop, kaboom. Pop.
Pop, pop, pop.
Yeah, lit. We lit.
This is not skewed at all.
Yeah, no, totally
I mean,
unbiased.
I'm biased, but it's true.
Clear the lines, man. We need somebody more official
By the way,
than Brazil.
Brazil's been carnivaling since February 17th.
Oh, February 17th.
So this is longer, you're saying?
It says it's from February 17th to February 25th.
So it is right now.
We've been doing that, too.
So, but that's my point, Sean.
Sorry.
That's my point. My point is it's likely lined up similarly because the carnival moment right now is based on preparing for the resurrection.
Right, right.
It's all tied to the Catholicism.
Yeah. Right. I gotta do the history on that.
So real quick, you're saying that all of this is tied, you think, into Easter? All this dancing half naked in the streets drunk is related to also resurrection?
Well, it's to get it out your system. And then, you know, before the big homie comes back. Because when the big homie comes back, you got to be focused.
Yo, I've never heard of it described this way. Get it all out your system before the big homie comes back is not a way I've ever heard any of this described.
But it makes sense for you.
It does make sense, though. I can understand
But there's a slavery connection, too, of a celebration and a revolt. Of the celebration.
Well, Shawnee, listen, you still have a few days left for Black Facts, and it's been barren. You know what? Let's be honest, it's been barren.
It's been barren. It has.
So maybe it's Jamaica. Maybe it's a good day.
Give me some Trinidad. I got you. I might have some.
You know what I mean? Another Trinidadian, Jason, on the line. Jason, good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. How are you guys doing?
Saying that Trinidad has the best carnival, are you from Trinidad?
Yes, sir. Trinidad.
See, that's TNT. Bias.
I mean, it's true, though. It's true.
No, it is. Yo, Shawnee, big up one time. But I'm going to tell you, Trinidad is the best carnival.
But what metric? Ever. How are we measuring
what
this?
What metric is that? Yeah, it's a good question. What's the metric?
All right, when it comes to the food, the beaches, the females, the atmosphere, the music, everything, bro, all around. It's really the best.
But that's not a metric.
Well, listen, Jason, because you're Trinidadian, and we have a lot of Trinidadian listeners, and our brother Shawnee's repping Trinidad all the time, we agree with you, even though it's not based on facts.
No, don't get me wrong. Grizzle is quite good, too, but Trinidad, man, I'm telling you. Because Trinidad is such a third world New York. There's everybody living there. You know what I'm saying?
But so is Brazil. Brazil's a giant. Brazil is a
neighborhood in Rio that has a bigger carnival than all of Trinidad, probably.
Everybody stop it. We're not going to do the carnival Olympics, okay? Big up Brazil. Big up Trinidad. Jason, we love you. Sharon would like to call in with some facts. Sharon, where are you representing today?
We need some facts because we don't have any.
I got to let y'all know that the Caravana up in Canada takes them all out.
I was waiting for that.
Wait, where's she from?
Sharon, where are you from?
I'm from Jamaica.
You don't know. So Caribana is nice, but it's definitely not as big as Trinidad Carnival. And it's really Canadians
Barbados?
Up here.
What about Barbados? What about
Barbados?
The
is nice. What, Cropover?
Barbados, Trinidad, Brazil, Jamaica, and Canada. That's it. That's the order.
Well, Sharon, thank you. We love you. Now here go Melvin with another twist. Watch this. Melvin, where you from, bro?
Who's New York?
And what would you like to say?
Realistically, the biggest carnival is Notting Hill Carnival in London. It gets no bigger.
We got all the way to London now.
This is not true, Rastafari. This is not true. These are all people who are trying to take a piece.
3 million people that show up every year for 2 days.
Yeah, but Shawnee says Trinidad's better.
It's better. Better.
Yo, Shawnee, don't hang up on Melvin like that.
He don't know what he's talking about.
I like when people's metric is just that theirs is better.
It's just better. It's hard to explain because it's the origin. It's the origin.
If you live in New York City today or anywhere that listens to Ebro in the morning right now, are you wearing your masquerade outfit to work? That's what I really want to know.
You got
to
come with the feathers.
I want your feathers. I want the bikini, the wings. I want the sequin.
Show us something.
Bikini tops. I want the whole thing.
Take a picture.
At work.
Right.
In this rain and cold, by the way.
Exactly. Yeah, no matter where you are.
Aww.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Here we go. Cropover wants to represent. Cropover got something to say.
Cropover's nice,
Barbados in the building. What's going on?
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Good morning.
What would you like to say?
Morning. This is Beijing the biggest tune queen. In Trinidad right now. Big up Bungie. But go ahead.
Okay, new Bungie.
Oh, this right now is taking over the road.
The brother Bungie Garland. Flag going overhead like canopy. Call right now, 800-223-9797. Knife tips and tight pants. I DJ John is next. I come from Brass Festival and from Customs and from Flower Mills. What's a fire fit and licensing fit and them had a power pill. Everybody gunners and groovy Bungie, all you're pushing power still. If it's me, you don't leave me with power. Shout out to my live on TikTok right now at Old Man Ebro.
Wow.
Nah, this Rosenberg Radio TikTok Live has been ringing, Ebro. You're not getting these shots.
Nah, my numbers is crazy right now. What you talking about?
Listen, big up Trinidad and
Yo,
Tobago.
Yo, run me a classic, Kaz. Run me a classic, man.
Yeah.
A Bacchanal classic.
A Bacchanal.
Yeah. Connecticut checking in. Call me Jammer. What up?
Yes, sir. Big up Marshall.
Marshall Montano. What up? Big.
Yo, it's Beer Madness going on in Trinidad right now. Big up to everybody who could not make it to Trinidad, but we're giving you just a little bit of Trinidad right now. Yo,
we talking over the music Take and ruining every song, just like a real Caribbean DJ.
I too.
It's Wednesday, too.
In what way?
You heard the tune is? When she was just singing the chorus part?
It's Carnival?
It sounded like the tune to Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah.
It is.
Throw your hands down in the air.
This all sounds like some Anybody with Carnival Tabanka, tune in.
Hey, yo, my numbers just jumped up crazy. How many people you got in your life?
81.
I got 140. 224 is the number.
Now listen, if you are in your car.
Here we go, we palancing.
This is how you palancing. Now listen, if you know how to palance. Now, Rosenberg, Laura, y'all have to palance with us. So now check.
We start to the left. Just you have go to
start
to the left.
Starting.
So in order to make this like in unison, because y'all left is different from our left.
No, they'll go this way. And we'll all go the whole room. And the whole room will go this way.
We're going to have to move this way towards the window. All at the same time. And everybody in your car or outside.
To the left first.
Yeah, but I mean so that they could rock with us.
I'm not going to palance.
Just palance, yo.
I'm not in a palance mood.
Yo, you never palanced in a chair before?
I've never palanced
so
in a chair.
It's so fun. We have wheels on our chair. We don't even
have to
stand.
You're just going to slide. That's all you're going to do.
Are you doing a slide?
You're not convincing Rosenberg to
balance.
He doesn't
want to
balance.
It's fun. Yo, How about this?
You better shut your white mouth.
Oh, we balance. We balance.
Everybody in your car, we going to the left first. To the left.
Don't we ask people to go to their left in their car.
I mean, just leave your
everybody
head.
Everybody switches lanes at the same time, it'll work.
Oh, no.
Everybody.
Right now, we jumping. Just hands up. Hands up, Rosenberg. One, two. That's right. Now, when he says palance, we going left. We going this way. Ready? Right here. No, you're going the wrong way, Laura. Wrong way, Laura. All right. Yo, Ebro, you bouncing it.
I did it too hard.
Right, that's it.
Laura almost killed me. Laura, that was very dangerous.
Was that death by palance?
That was nearly death by palance.
You went the wrong way.
I'm sorry.
That's why we said you gotta go to the left.
You gotta
first.
Go to the left first, man.
Happy
Carnival Tuesday, everybody celebrating whether it's Fat Tuesday for you, Carnival Tuesday.
Whew, that was scary.
Whatever it is, get all that sinning and debauchery out your system.
By the way, our friend Chanel wrote us and said our whole conversation explaining how the holiday works. She said, "Please, Lord, forgive them for what they're saying. How wrong we were."
Yeah, y'all mixed it up, but. It was about fun.
By the way, you were part of the conversation.
We included like the church and all of that stuff. Ebro was trying to get to the real facts, but really it's about.
Y'all know it's based on Catholicism. Slavery. Y'all keep acting like that. The colonizer got y'all like they got everybody else. DJ John is here. Let's go. Oh!
It's DJ John. DJ John. DJ John.
DJ John. Uh-oh.
Yo, John, what up, baby? What you giving to people when they calling smarter than you right now?
We got these Coachella giveaway package. Qualify for this grand prize, but also in the meanwhile, we're giving you an Ebro in the Morning prize pack. Why not, right?
I like the Hot 97 merch promo better.
Yeah.
It sounds better. than a prize pack. You should just say, we're getting you some Hot 97 t-shirts and shit like that.
Yeah, they haven't fixed this part yet.
And then we shout out Bad Bunny and Burna Boy and
Becky
Yo,
G.
Frank Ocean is on Coachella, and we're getting you a trip out there. The fact that they didn't write down Frank Ocean's name on this paper, that's, somebody's super tweaking.
That's Frank Ocean.
That's Frankie O. You know what I'm saying? Daniel, what's going on?
Frankie O.
Good morning. How you doing today?
I mean, we're feeling great. You know what I'm saying? We're getting through this terrible weather that's about to last for the next couple of days. Rain on and off, clouds, cold, you know, February things.
Exactly. Good morning, Rosenberg. Good morning, Laura. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, everyone.
Scott Daniels, great. What a lovely Scott guy. Daniels, amazing. Good Daniel, morning. Laura's got a question for you so you can get at this Ebro in the morning situation that money can't buy the Coachella getaway. Laura Stiles with the question.
All right, Daniel. According to Google, okay, where does the biggest Mardi Gras celebration take place?
Trinidad.
There you go.
we don't do
Trinidad doesn't do Mardi Gras.
You'll be confused.
They got a different name for it. Where do they do Mardi Gras, Dan?
Mardi Gras.
I thought you got it right.
New Orleans.
I don't know, John. You gonna give it to him?
Hell no. You got
John's
it wrong.
John's hating on you, Daniel.
Come on, I'm not hating.
He said, hey, come on now.
All right, here we go, John. What's your follow-up?
All right, DJ John, your question.
Oh, boy.
Where was the first known Mardi Gras carnival celebration?
New Orleans?
No, it was actually in Nice, France.
Oh, it's French.
Oh, yeah. Oh, French, Creole, the whole
New Orleans, Louisiana Purchase. Together. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry.
Orleans is in France. This is New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Yeah, exactly. Daniel, you getting Ebro in the morning situation. Money can't buy the Coachella getaway, man. You are in to win. We're getting you this Hot 97 merch. You get tickets to Who's Next, February 28th. You want to pull up to that. But the ultimate prize will get you details on how that's being given away. Just hang on, Daniel. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, the Roots Picnic was announced. I'll let you know who they're honoring coming up.
Let's do it. Let's do it now.
Oh, right now?
Right now. Right now. Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights.
Yes, the Roots Picnic has been announced, and they're honoring Miss Lauryn Hill because they're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Why not?
So the lineup is great. Diddy, The Roots, Dave Chappelle, Lil Uzi Vert.
Well, now, be clear. It says Diddy and The Roots.
Oh, yes.
As Diddy if the Roots are playing or the backup band for whatever Diddy's putting together. Mm. That's a situation.
That's going to be fire.
Didn't I see Dave Chappelle's name on there, too?
She just said that.
I just said
Dave I didn't hear that. I wasn't listening.
You should tune in, man.
I wasn't listening to the show.
Great. Part of the show.
I wasn't listening.
But it's going to be the City Girls. Let me see. Ari Lennox, Drama, Saucy Santana, Coco Jones. They have a lot of great new, older artists. They have a nice mix of people. Division.
It sounds like a cornucopia of fun.
Yeah. Cornucopia.
Road trip?
To Philly? It's the same weekend as a thing. We're going to have to work that weekend.
We'll figure it out. It's June 2nd to the 4th.
We're going to be busy.
We're going
to
be busy.
There's a reason you've never gone before.
Got to.
And you never will go.
Got to.
That's your flash and light report. The time is 8 a.m. A high of 37 degrees and alternate site parking rules. Wait, no, 47. I'm sorry. Alternate site parking rules are in effect.
So,
47.
Chanel says we're completely wrong.
Yes.
About how Carnival Tuesday, Mardi Gras, and all that lines up with Easter. Is that what we're wrong about?
She didn't specify. She just said you guys are more or less.
God,
you guys
forgive us.
Saying, yeah, God forgive you. You're making things up.
All right, well, I'm going to do some research coming up. We're going to see who's making what up.
That's
and
right.
who made what up.
Research, you're going to the library.
Yeah. You're going to read a book.
You're
going to
go on some microfiche, look into some microfiche, right. See what you see.
Run back an old newspaper article.
Oh, yeah. Dig some real articles.
We're going
to
do it.
Pete, I'm proud of you for the Palancing. You were like the kid on Atlanta with, you know, the episode.
This feels like a diss.
Wait, hold
this
on.
Like
bring the music down. Where's respectful. This going? I'm going to give some space for this.
It feels like another thing. You calling me Chet Hayes? You mean the episode where Chet Hayes?
Wow.
Yeah, no, not Chet Hayes. The kid. The kid who adopted the culture, and he was a part of the culture.
I don't remember that episode.
Sharon and that Mickey
of Atlanta with the nanny and the little white kid who had the
the nanny of the kid is whose nanny is Trinidadian. You
yes,
who you took, that's what I felt like when I was planting.
Yeah.
Feels like disrespect.
Feels like Shawnee's been stabbing me all day.
It wasn't a stab.
We will review the relationship between Shawnee Culture and Rosenberg coming up as well.
That was rough.
And if you've been keeping track at home, feel free to call because these two have been on a collision course for some time. You had no idea.
Wow. I had no idea. I just showed up today.
I love it. And as Shawnee pointed out an hour ago, late again.
And then Shawnee all of a sudden is the arbiter of what's right and wrong.
That's not even what I was telling.
Yeah, that's okay. It's okay. I'm going to turn all your mics off. Cast one, go ahead. We'll get crazy. Back to this. On Ebro in the Morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg. WQHT, HD1, New York City, FM. Ladies and gentlemen, another episode of Ride or Die. Laura, that email is
beriteordie@gmail.com.
This is where we give a caller 30 seconds to call someone they love to test their love and see if they will drop what they're doing and how do you make your love for me? Be their ride or die. Nas is on the line. Good morning, Nas.
Good morning.
And who do you want to call today?
My fiance. Her name is Brianna.
Brianna. Ooh, and what do you want to tell Brianna?
So I'm at work, and I want to say, hey, I went on break, I got into an accident, and now the cops are here. My license is suspended, so...
You wasn't even supposed to be driving.
At all.
What does your wife think about you driving?
She's, like, always over the top with it, but I don't listen. They're going to have to cancel my transmission for me to stop.
All right, now, don't talk too crazy on the line. Okay. Don't talk too crazy on the line. All right, so Brianna...
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Donna doesn't want you driving anyway.
At all.
All right, well, call her up right now. We'll wait on the line. You got 30 seconds to see if Brianna is your ride or die.
Okay.
All right, comfort
I'm about to call her now.
All right, go
Here
ahead.
Here we go.
Baby.
Yes?
Yo, why the f*** I just went on break and a car just hit my car?
What?
Yes, Shamira, the cops are here. He's asking me for my insurance. I have that, but he's asking me for my license. And obviously, you know they're suspended. Can you please come? Please?
Ma'am? Yes,
come
I'm coming.
Me take my car.
I'm coming.
You coming? You coming? Yes. Wow.
That was quick. That was quick.
Wow. That was fast.
That was quick. Ride or die.
Wow.
Brianna, we on the radio. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, how are you?
Good.
Wow. She's like, why are you playing on my phone?
No,
why are you playing on my phone?
Nah, but she didn't hesitate. Wow. Brianna, you were right there. Now, let's be honest. How mad would you actually be if you found out she got caught driving when she shouldn't be driving?
I wouldn't be mad. I got to see her first. I'll tell her about it later.
See?
That's love.
That's called the definition of ride or die.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us now at beriteordie@gmail.com. That's beriteordie@gmail.com.
Yeah. Cast 197 minutes commercial free. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. The weather's, it's not what you want. It was raining this morning. I think it's still raining a little bit. And then on the drive home, if you're in the tri-state, more rain, they say, and cold. And that's February, so that's what happens. Well, don't be surprised.
Sometimes there'd actually be snow if it was still a normal world.
What was happening yesterday was abnormal. 61, sunshine, February, that's abnormal.
I saw snow in Montreal this weekend. That was nice.
Okay.
See snow actually. Right. It does exist still.
That's right.
In places.
Mm, yeah.
So they're
just not here.
No, not anymore.
You think it's over for good?
We've
definitely had years. I remember years where we didn't get any snow, but it was really cold. So this
not
is
any?
But the warmth of this
feels different. This one's hitting a little
the
different.
Warmth of this one plus the no snow is
it's a little odd.
Yeah. But snow misses New York City often.
Often? Awesome. Shawnee, you're a New Yorker. How many years do you recall no snow?
I don't recall no snow. Maybe like...
we've technically had a drizzle of snow or two.
Yeah. This one, we have none yet.
No, we've had like a drizzle. There was one morning. Remember, we woke up. We was like, yo, there was snow on the cars.
Yeah, there was snow on the cars once.
It was one time of a... inkling,
but there's never been a morning of us sitting here just looking at snow coming out the window, which is
not
every
yet.
Year.
Yeah,
not yet. Not yet. Maybe blizzards soon come.
Yeah, don't count it out.
Can't count it out.
You know what I mean?
But I'm starting to.
Line up on the lines right now if you're currently in a committed relationship of some sort, marriage or not, but committed, living in the same dwelling.
You live
in the same house.
Cohabitation.
That's right. But you do not sleep in the same bedroom.
Mm. Interesting.
Because I was having a conversation.
You're in a relationship. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Just to establish, not roommates. You're in a relationship.
Oh, yeah. Ebro, yeah, that's a good distinction.
Right? You're in a relationship.
You're together. Mm-hmm. You are together.
Yes. You all are sleeping in separate bedrooms. For whatever reason. We're hearing now, and I saw a little thing. I don't know if you guys saw this. There was a study on relationships recently, and they're saying it's more common now that people choose separate bedrooms because it keeps it. The relationship somewhere fresh, I saw the whole story. People are choosing to do this. There's no problem in the relationship. They're choosing it. Then there's the version of the story, which is...
the real version.
Which is, nah, fam, I need to be in a different room because...
you snore. You smell. Right. You're annoying. Whatever.
I don't like you right now.
I want to watch porn before I go to bed, and I don't want you there.
That's right.
But it's just where the problems begin.
Yeah.
So I was having a conversation with a friend.
All right.
Okay.
About this thing, it was a broader conversation about parents staying together for the children. Okay. And my friend was like, oh, my parents definitely did that for me.
Mm.
And he was like, I realized I don't remember the last time they slept in the same bedroom. This is an adult. This is an adult. And he's saying, remembering back to his childhood, he could not remember his parents sharing a bedroom like it had been since he was, 10 years old. And they're still together to this day as he's an adult. But there's no romance in the relationship. They're just together. They decided to stay together. And it just got me thinking. He was like, you'd be surprised how many people don't sleep in the same bedroom. And I was like.
That are married?
Yes, that are fully together.
Or in some sort of relationship, fully together, not
raising
sleeping.
Raising children very often.
Not sleeping in the same bedroom.
Yes. And I was just wondering, I'm like, man, I wonder how often that's okay.
Well, if it works for them, is that okay? And what's working, by
what's,
the way.
But that's
what's
the thing.
Working.
What's
right, because
working.
I know some people who do it because of snoring. It's a big
that's
deal.
That's how it starts.
So the ones that I know of and have heard of throughout the years is that, but that's also a health issue, right? Like, that's also like, if you're snoring so bad that your partner can't get a good night's sleep, it's messing their health up, and your health is messed up, that's why you're snoring so bad. Like, that's also unhealthy for the relationship,
and you also,
everybody should know.
I guess I would argue, you can't stop working on it. Like, once you give up on that and you're like, we'll just be in separate rooms. What do I know? I'm once divorced. I'm going to try to do this thing again. I think I have some ideas about relationships. Once you separate from the bedroom completely, there's a level of intimacy to me that goes away that's hard to recover. And I'm not even talking about sex. Because you can have sex without sharing a bedroom.
That's right.
True. I'm talking about what it means to lay in bed with your partner.
Right. And hold hands and cuddle
and
just
talk and sit there and
canoodle, rub and noses, Eskimo kisses.
Last thing you do before you go to bed is not stare at your computer, but it's to talk to your partner. Right. It's those, there's a lot of, there's
you
a
don't
lot
even
there.
Want to smell their smell anymore.
You're out.
Ooh.
Oh, you're done if that's where you're
if you don't want to smell your partner's smell, like you don't like that smell anymore.
Now it's just a working relationship.
And you don't like this. It's not about being musty or not musty.
No,
There's a natural smell that the chemical connection that you have with somebody that you're with that you like how they smell.
The pheromones.
After the shower, obviously.
I was going to say, when are we talking
when
about?
When are we talking about? Angel's on the line. Angel, good morning.
Good morning, you bro.
So you are married.
Good morning.
Yo.
Morning.
Angel, you're currently married and y'all are sleeping in separate rooms. Why?
Yep. Because we got into an argument like 3 years ago, and she kicked me out the room for the night. She kicked me out the room for the night, and I ain't never go back in the room.
Wow.
Damn. And you're still together?
Yeah.
In separate rooms.
Like, no problem. Hey, look, it's funny to him. He doesn't even care. How long y'all been together overall?
I don't.
How long y'all been together?
We get along. 23 years.
Oh, see, 3 years ain't nothing.
No, he's at 23, no?
Nah,
no, that's what I'm saying. He's been in a separate bedroom for three.
Oh, okay.
Of the 20.
Yeah, for 3 years. Yeah.
Y'all doing good, man.
Yeah, we get along a lot better, too.
Okay. All right, good.
Now, be honest. There's been some get-downs. Y'all done had some adult get-downs over the years where y'all ended up in the same bed for the night at least? Or after y'all finish, y'all don't have sex no more either?
No. Yeah. On the weekend, I'm 51. She's 52.
Okay.
And on the weekend, we'll smoke and she'll knock on the wall and say, get in here.
Wow. That is interesting.
Knock on the wall.
Yo, shout to y'all, man.
Smoke and be like, get in here.
Yo, Angel, I appreciate it, man. Thank you for the call, real, man.
No problem, man.
Thank you so much. God. Hey, listen, if it's working for y'all, keep going, man. As long as it's healthy, man.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Hey,
man.
Listen, y'all gotta start doing some new ride or dies. I'm a truck driver.
Oh, so you know them all now.
In the morning, I listen to y'all all day, every day. Hot 97. My son used my car one time and put the radio station on 105. I told him he can't use my car no more.
Wow, he ain't gotta do that.
All right, Angel, we got you on some new ride.
Angel, I'm gonna put you on hold because we're gonna do a ride or die on this woman you claim y'all in a good relationship with. We're gonna see where it's at.
See what's happening.
No, she ain't gonna ride. I'm not doing that. She's not gonna ride. Listen, we spoke about this one time to her sister, and I said I was gonna do a ride or die because her name Angel too. I said I was gonna do a ride or die on Angel, but she gonna let me die. She said, "Damn right, I'm gonna let you die." I said, "Yeah, but as soon as you get off the phone, and you'll be like, well, I'm about to come."
I got another question. You and your partner of 23 years have the same first name.
Yeah.
Yo, that incredible. Is incredible.
Incredible.
This is getting better
thank
by
you,
the day.
Thank you, Angel. Hang on one second.
Say what's up to Angel for us, Angel.
Yeah, Angel, tell Angel we say hello.
We're going to be together forever.
So there's a couple things here. We're taking calls if you just locked in to Ebro in the morning. Rosenberg had a friend here, brought up sleeping in different bedrooms because your friend's parents did this.
Correct. And still do to this day. And this goes all the way back to my friend's childhood. And I know people who sleep in separate beds too, but in my opinion, when I've observed it, it was the beginning of a relationship kind of getting away from the people.
Got it.
To some degree, whether they realize it or not. And they're like, no, it's just a snoring thing. And I'm like, is it just a snoring thing, though?
Right. Well, and also, if you tuned in a half an hour ago when we were celebrating Carnival Tuesday and bigging up everybody doing Carnival, including Brazil and Mardi Gras New Orleans, right? And when I was talking about it was tied to Catholicism and Easter and, you know, getting all your sins and debauchery out before the big homie comes back. On Resurrection Day,
true.
You know what I'm saying? Which is the Easter situation. A friend of ours who was like, oh, Father, forgive them. She went in our group text here, Rosenberg, and clarified that we were actually correct.
Okay, it was just the way we were doing it.
It was the fact that I said, get it all out your system before the big homie comes back. She was like, oh, Father, forgive them.
Yes, I got it. So the big homie wasn't the proper
way
to say it. Okay, I got it.
I mean, he is a big homie.
So now back to people sleeping in separate beds. We have Erica on the line. Erica.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
And Erica, you claim that you are in a loving, happy relationship with your partner for 8 years, and you guys sleep in separate bedrooms.
Yes, we do. And it's honestly the best thing ever. I wish this was more normalized and, you know, embraced. We don't necessarily talk about it socially because you do get judged. Because, again, it's just not, I feel like, the normal thing.
I just judged you. I said you claim to be happy.
Yeah, it's true.
But sorry,
it's really good. I mean, we do have opposite schedules, so it does work out for both of us.
But how did this start, Erica? How and why did this start?
I mean, he does snore, so that is definitely a big factor.
Got it.
And I think, you know, we wanted our separate spaces. We're very, like, both independent people in the relationship, not in a bad way at all. It's just nice to be able to go back to your own space at night and then also be able to come together at night, too. You can kind of pick and choose when you want to do that. And I think it's just great. And, you know, we're going to get engaged soon, and it's just awesome.
Hey, if it's working for you, keep rocking.
Yeah, absolutely. So no one acts weird. If you were to show up in his room or him in yours, no one's like, hey, this is my room.
What are you doing here?
Oh, no. Okay. No, not at all. Like, I'll wake up in the morning or something and go into his bed or, like, opposite. Like,
That's cute.
Fine.
That's cute. Feels like a stranger sliding in. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can write your own plot to a movie. You know what I mean? Role play.
And then you can make it fun. And, like, exactly.
And by the way, she's
And then also, let's talk about all the money these people got to be having all these rooms in their house.
How y'all got all this extra space?
Well, I mean, it could be as simple as what it probably usually is there's a bedroom and then someone ends up in the guest room. They have two rooms.
Right.
Someone's in the second room.
Little man cave.
And then they have to stay together when someone comes to visit.
Right. Well, here's this one. Russell checking in. You're married. Y'all sleep in separate rooms. Why, Russell?
Well, one, I mean, we're married a long time. Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Number one, it's my snoring was driving my wife insane. So
I can hear you right now, Russell. You can barely use your nose. Your nostrils don't work. I can hear it right now.
I'm working on it. I'm getting allergy shots. I'm working on it. But number two, we got little kids that seem to think that, you know, they should sleep with their mom more than I should. So it's like,
that'll do it. That's a big factor.
You know, like every time I turn around, one can't sleep. It's like, oh, good gosh.
That
so
happens a lot.
It's like, I got to be the sacrificial lamb here, you know.
Well,
you know, I got a great couch. I'm thankful.
That's a beautiful thing.
Well, listen, get your nasals fixed up so that way when the kids get older, you can get back into bed with your wife.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, I go there maybe once or twice a week, but other days, I'm done. Bro.
And you don't care. And it's been fine. The relationship's been fine.
Yeah, relationship's fine. You know, we understand. I'm like, hey, listen, if one of them said I want to sleep in the bed with one of them, I can't keep saying no all the time. Like,
it's tiring. Okay, you want to just go to sleep.
Man. Yeah, I'm just tired.
Well, just make sure you throw it in your kid's face later on. That's what parents do. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. Listen, I already told them. When they get older, I'm coming in their house for no reason.
There you go. Exactly.
In the bed with grandparents. I'm going to sleep in the bed with their partners. Like,
Wait, no.
Too far. That's too far.
That's a bridge too far.
Sorry.
In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Yeah, shout to Maya. She said they've been married 11 years. They got into a fight 4 years ago. They sleep in separate rooms. We got two more people to say they snore. Max's girlfriend. Well, we got to talk to Max because you don't hear about the lady snoring enough.
Max. Yeah, man. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Max. Your girlfriend snores and kicks.
Yeah, and sleepwalks.
Oh, no, we got
it. It's chaotic.
It's chaotic.
I'm talking about, and the best thing is for her, she's a light sleeper. She could go right back to bed in 2 minutes. It takes me like 30 to an hour to fall asleep after her chaos.
You have to sleep in a separate room. In fact, you might have to lock the door.
I have to close the door. We're in a one-bedroom apartment in Brooklyn. I got to close the door because the snoring comes out to the living room. I'm on the couch.
Chaotic.
She needs to see a specialist.
Yeah, we discussed that last night. We took a hotel. I said, maybe it's the bed. We went upstate, went to Orangeburg. No, actually, that's New Jersey.
Okay.
And just to see if the bed will make a difference. No, it did not.
Same thing. She's snoring and waking up. Oh, man. Wow.
Max is
and then go
out
to the fridge and get snacks when I'm in the living room and go back to sleep.
No. What? She's sleep eating, too?
Yeah,
some people have full conversations. Some people try to walk outside.
Laura, thank you. She actually yells out stuff while we're sleeping. I wake up in a panic thinking like somebody about to rob us. Yeah. Her in a dream.
Yo. Is this new, though?
It's horrible.
Or has it always been this
way? Our schedule was different. Now I got a day shift. Okay. So now I'm seeing it.
So now you're seeing it. Yeah, Max, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. That just reminded me last night. I woke up in the middle of the night, was like, that's right. Jazz was like, what's right? And I was like, the earth is breathing just like people are.
What?
That's true.
I know she rolled her eyes over, go back to sleep.
Shut your dumb ass up, nerd. She was like, nerd.
You are such a weirdo. Oh, my God.
Cast one. Let's go.
The earth is breathing just like... What nerdy conversation.
Yo, that's what was going on in my brain last night.
That's so random. It's hilarious. So
what the hell?
Yo, the gurus are next. It's Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, baby,
so the question,
I don't wanna know.
The question is, you hear that song, and obviously people who know the original, the two, all the samples that are being used,
Is it, do you like it because it's popular? It's popular. People love it. They're playing a lot. Do you like it because you already know it, or do you like it because there's something new added to it and you're like, oh, they did something interesting to it? Because there's not, you know, I remember the first time Metro Boomin played before me, I was like, oh, this is an insta hit. Mm-hmm. So just put it out. It's going to go crazy. Because people already know it's instantly familiar. It's cheat code. That's the thing with sampling and covering and all that. It's cheat code right away. People be like, oh, I love this song.
Yeah. If it's an old hit, it's a new hit.
Yeah. I mean, how many times? So much of the cheat code of hip hop has been that, the familiarity of sampling things. But then, you know, you hear that record and you're like, yo, how much is this? Is almost exactly the same.
It feels like the same thing.
It's just The Weeknd is singing Mario Winans' part. And they added a rap. Instead of it being an R&B song with a rap, it's more of a rap song. With that as a hook.
And it feels like it wasn't that long ago.
That's just because we old. No, it's
long ago. It's a long time ago.
It is an old song. I'm trying to pinpoint,
It might be 15 years ago.
It's definitely over.
It is.
Yeah, it's probably 20.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to pinpoint what feels different about the way things are being sampled. There's like a...
You're over it. You're jaded. That's what's different. You're older.
But
you've
also
seen all the tricks.
But also they're sampling the things that have already been sampled and taking the way that they were sung on the redo.
Right.
It's like a third version, I guess. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, even You Can't Touch This by MC Hammer. That was him taking a Rick James song, mm-hmm. looping it, and making up a new song on top of it.
And then people have now taken that, his version, and turned that into...
Right. Or whatever. And that's, I just use that as a random example. But, like, I don't want to know. I don't know. That's two samples. That's the original sample musically of it, and then the singing part being...
Well, and then the third part, which was the Enya part. Which is the chords that, from the Fugees.
From the Fugees, which was, that was the second time it had been done. The third time it had been done.
That's right.
Because I don't want to know it took the Fugees, took Enya.
That's right.
So it was the fourth one.
That's right.
But this is a cover. It's not even a remake.
It's not a remake.
It's just a cover.
Well, and they added raps, is my point.
Yeah, they added raps. They changed it. You know what they're doing a lot, too, is they're taking these beats and they're making them like, imagine Rosenberg seeing an old TV show and then just making it 4K. It's kind of like what they're doing with the beats. Mm. They're making the beats not sound as muddy. Sound a little bit clearer. So they're doing that.
Okay.
Is that called a cover, though? Is that the name of that song, I Don't Want to Know?
Yeah.
That is, it has the exact same name.
No, it's called, they call it Creeping. But
so
it's...
No. So it's not a cover. It's called redoing it and getting credit for it yourself. Now, they've sharing the writing credits with
them. Of course.
So, but I'm sure everyone's happy when their songs get redone. They just
absolutely.
Get more money.
And I'm happy that people are happy about a song. And I'm happy for Metro Boomin because he's a really nice guy. I really like him.
Can I ask you one more question before we start the Gurus?
Yes.
Castor, how big is the song Lizzo?
Huh?
How big is the song Lizzo?
There's a song called Lizzo?
Wow, that's so funny.
It's not that big.
I guess not that big.
What do you mean? I never heard of
it. I heard of an artist named Lizzo.
Me too.
She comes on the program a lot.
I love Lizzo. No, she's great. No, it's a song about a guy liking by Moonwalker.
Who?
Moonwalker.
All right.
Is this a TikTok thing?
Rosenberg?
No. I don't know it from TikTok. But by the way, it's actually a pretty good record. It's Lizzo. It's about liking, you know, girls with a little extra on them.
Oh, okay. So why did you bring this up now?
Because I heard that it was a big hit and I listened to it.
But what does that have to do with the last conversation we were having?
This is actually a unique sounding record. I heard it and I was like, oh, this doesn't sound like every other song on the radio. I've never heard this song before.
But we were just talking about the I Don't Want to Know part.
And I'm saying, I recently heard a song that was actually not a song I already knew.
Where'd you hear this song?
Every other song I've heard, I know.
And I read you now.
Who put you onto this song?
Stop it. Let's get to the Gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Gurus, Shiny Culture, and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com.
I know that Lizzo song. That joint's fire.
Is it?
Just kidding. I never heard it.
I believed it,
too.
Don't
listen to him.
Okay, sorry.
Well, he did that.
Zen, zen, zen.
Sorry, guys. Here we go.
Shawnee, do what you do.
That's
burn
right.
the
Let
sage.
Let us cleanse the energy. Zen, zen, zen.
It's time to walk these dogs and represent Rue.
Ooh. Goo. Zen,
zen, zen. Represent goo sounds insane.
That's
right.
I like goo.
The Guru Laura.
Stop.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. Send your email right now. Here we go. Fortunately, at least this is a really... I knew we had time to mess around because it's a very short email.
I like it. Okay. I like it already.
Dear Gurus, loyal podcast listener, 29-year-old female dating my boyfriend of the same age for just over a year. Here's my issue. He won't sleep with me if he's sober. We've slept together many times, but it's always when he's had a few drinks or a smoke. I brought it up a few times, and he says it's nothing and moves on. But it makes me insecure and makes me think he doesn't feel attracted to me. Everything else in our relationship is good, but this has been getting me down lately. I bring it up to him, hoping he'll realize it and change, but he doesn't. Any help would be appreciated on how I could bring this up again. Many thanks. Keep up the good work.
Y'all need a professional.
That's a major problem.
That's a professional. Y'all need professional help.
I'm wondering, how often does he drink?
Well, so that's there's layers to this question.
Because if he's only having sex when he drinks.
Well, the good news is, Johnny, he drinks every day.
Good news for the sex life. That's bad news for his addiction.
Because if he's drinking once a week.
If he has a healthy relationship with drinking, well, then you're not having sex very often.
Right.
And if he has an unhealthy relationship, if you're having a good sex life, it sounds like he has an unhealthy relationship with drinking.
Right. There's a problem no matter what.
This is a problem.
And he doesn't want to talk about it.
Well, and it also, the reason I said you need professional help, I'm not a guru.
No, you're not.
But because there's an association problem he's got, where clearly his sexual habits are tied to an association with something. Mm-hmm. And to uncouple that, whatever that is, why is it like that? What has he been through that created this scenario where he only feels...
He could be insecure on his end, and it makes him feel comfortable.
Yeah.
What if she's leaving out the fact that he's one of those... there are a lot of people like this, guys, a lot, who smokes every day. So the smoking part, she's saying it's not sober, but to him, he's like, I mean, yeah, I'm not sober, but I'm a smoker. I smoke every day.
Right. They've only been dating for a year, so this is new. Yeah. It's all new for her.
Yeah, like, what if he's having a drink, like, once a week, but he smokes every day?
Right. So she's like, he's never sober. Well, then maybe if that bothers you, that's some conversation you need to have.
Well, and he probably doesn't plan on ever being sober because he smokes every day, and so you probably shouldn't be in a relationship with somebody that likes to do something that you don't like or makes you insecure.
Yeah, this doesn't feel promising. I feel like...
call the fire department.
Yeah.
No, might need to...
No, I disagree.
Everything else is...
I don't think so. I think if she really cares for him, like, might need to seek professional help. But I feel like I need more info, though. Often does he drink? Like, I just need to... I need to know a little bit more.
And are you just insecure? Is it, like, not that big a deal? Is it really just that you guys have sex on the weekends because he's tired and y'all happen to go out and have drinks those nights?
Yeah, like, what is it? Different. You know what I mean?
And you're thinking about it, like, oh, my God, and because you were insecure coming into the night? There's so many pieces here we don't know.
Right.
I can't go there.
We don't know.
BET Awards.
We don't know. He doesn't know. She doesn't know. We don't know.
We could be at the BET Awards. Could be the Soul Train Awards. Could be the Grammys.
We don't know. But what we do know is that we need more information. So we're not going to burn it up. I don't think we should burn it.
Don't burn it.
He's not that into you, bro.
But there's a problem here, though. Somewhere.
There is. But maybe this is a case of, like, we just need more information and give us a follow-up. What do you think, Peter?
I'm down for more information.
You don't sound so...
Well, I think either way, she needs to be realistic about it. Like, answer some of the questions we're asking you. How often does he drink? How often does he smoke? Were you already insecure coming into this relationship?
And they don't live together, right? She didn't say that.
She didn't say that.
So is he only coming over drunk?
How long are they together again?
A year.
Yeah, it's still new. My first thought when you were reading it was, he's just not that into you.
Yeah. I'm going
to
just say this.
He needs to be drunk in order to get it in with you.
This is all I'm going to say. Which is the problem. This is all I'm going to say about this. Y'all been together only a year.
Yeah.
It's new.
Which means...
You started with some bullshit.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? So if the relationship keeps going on, it started with some bullish. You know what I'm saying?
I'm watching him. He's literally just looking for drops that could fit the situation.
That's
not guru talk.
Listen, man.
Losers.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
I told you. Come on.
Give us more info.
Yeah, give us more info, okay?
No, don't
burn it down just yet.
We're wrapping this up. So say the gurus.
They might be black. I don't know. We don't. There's so much we don't know about them.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, look at my... Chag Sameach.
I got something to do with this.
Well, it's Laura wishing people a happy Jewish holiday.
That's right. You know what I'm saying?
You better shut your white mouth.
We don't even know if they're white.
Right. We don't. That's why I shouted out to the African Americans over there.
And shut your white mouth.
That's right. Keep it all in order around here. Cast 197 minutes commercial free, and Laura Stiles is working on the flashing lights.
Yeah, yes. Coming up in the flashing lights report, Ice-T is being honored on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Ice-T, love you, bro.
But he also had a very emotional tribute that he shared that made me really sad. So I'll explain coming up. Flashing lights.
Play with it. Don't play with it.
I just want to whoop.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Kai, you going crazy.
Yeah, Kai.
Here you go, another remake for you, Rosenberg.
Which one's this one?
Hold Drake.
On. Wait, what's being remade here? What am I hearing?
That's the Drake and Jay-Z song. Remember that?
Lights Out? I mean, Light Up?
No. Yeah, pound that's cake. It. Pound Cake.
Cake.
Oh, that is it. Yeah.
Back
that's
in
it.
The old days.
Well, this is the original, though.
Yes.
And what's the new one?
I be in a loop, she be in a group. Yeah. Brody with my friend, throwing alley oop. Yeah. Turn something to nothing, bro. I'm living proof.
Well, and so this is the new little baby, but how old is the pound cake? The pound cake's only 10 years old, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. 2013.
Yeah, I don't know if I need that.
Fire. Every time this song comes on, my lady's like, yo, that beat is so hard. I'm like,
hard's the wrong word.
That's what I say every time. She's like, you don't like that? I was like, no, I like it, but
I had Benzes for you had braces. The all black Maybach, but I'm not a racist. The inside's white and the Katy Perry's faces. Yeah.
If you say I'm not a racist, I mean,
I just might learn to speak Mandarin.
Nobody's Japanese less racist than me. The least racist person you know.
My Saint Chunk on, light a candle. El Gran Santo on the mantle. Case y'all didn't know, I speak Spanish too.
Bad hombres
shout
here.
Out the World Wide West. Everywhere we go, we leave a worldwide mess. Yes, still rock La Familia. Says a lot about you if you're not feeling us. The homie said, Hov, it ain't many of us. I told him less is more, it's plenty of us.
Losers.
Let's go, flashing lights. The amazing Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights, lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles can put us on.
Ice-T was joined by his wife and daughter as a star was unveiled on Friday, a day after his 65th birthday. So he got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So he was introduced to the crowd by his Law & Order Special Victims Unit co-star, Mariska. And Dick Wolf was there, then Chuck D, Ice Cube, Mike Epps, Russell Simmons were there for the celebration. But what's that, Ibra, if you're a big fan of Law & Order SVU, the OG Munch, Detective Munch, passed away.
Munch.
Yeah.
That's the original Munch.
Richard Belzer.
Yeah, he passed away. He was 78.
Aw, you thought I was feeling you? That white guy's a Munch.
He's the best. So he just, you know, he shared like a really heartfelt message about him.
Yo, shout out to Ice-T, man. I texted him the other day. He hit me right back. I texted him for his birthday.
You did?
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
He hit back. He's a listener when he's up. You know what I'm saying? If he's got to go to work. Shout out to Ice-T wherever you are, man. Appreciate the support, man.
He's driving around headed to the set.
Mm-hmm.
Is Law & Order SVU still on? I don't know.
Wait, come on. That asking, was your show. That,
yeah, why are you asking me?
You're it's the like one. Season, I don't know, like 100.
They don't have seasons no more.
I don't know.
It's just it's forever.
I tell you what, though. Last of Us this week
is so good.
Sigh.
I'm behind on Last of Us.
But you're watching.
I'm only one episode in.
Okay, but you liked the first one?
Yeah, it was good.
It gets better.
All
gets better
of my too. Friends say I will not be able to take it because of the, you know.
Trypophobia, whatever
it's called. Mm-hmm.
It's bad, but it's okay. It's worth it.
What are those mushrooms that. Called? The Clodriceps, no.
It's okay.
Cordyceps. Gross. Cordyceps. That's AKA what the monster gross. Is based on. Cordyceps. Mushroom.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
They're so gross. But it's awesome. The show's so
because remember, it's a fungus. Remember? And so they based it about on this fungus getting into humans and taking over their body. And spores.
And things are sprouting.
Lots of spores. Well, and sprouts can,
like,
and spores.
They can like be connected through the earth.
That's right. Because they're a fungus.
Disgusting.
But it's so,
I'm out.
But it's so mage.
Shout out to the cordyceps wherever you are. Mushrooms. Getting popular out here, by the way.
What's the difference? Now you just change subjects all the
time. Well, no, because cordyceps mushroom, like, there's a whole movement of, like, brain food and people, like, eating mushrooms now to help with like energy.
Mushrooms been here though, bro.
Mushrooms been outside. That's what I'm saying.
Are you talking about get high mushrooms?
No, mushroom? Okay. Food mushrooms like lion's mane and turkey tail and cordyceps. And you gotta know your mushrooms, man. It's a thing out here.
Nope.
He only knows one kind of shroom. That's it.
Well, no, I know two kinds of shroom. One, pizza with mushrooms, and number two, if going to a festival, give me some mushrooms.
All right,
the only kinds I know.
That's your flesh and life report. Time is 8:56.
Yeah, you know about oyster mushrooms? You never had
oyster mushrooms?
No. Yeah,
I'm not a big mushroom guy, to be honest.
Mushrooms popping.
They're good.
I like a portobello mushroom.
Portobello. There you go. Shout out to the portobellos.
You're shouting mushrooms
out? Yeah, they're out here. They're alive. They're taking over human bodies. You've seen the documentary on HBO.
It's not a documentary.
Spores are everywhere. Watch out, Laura Styles. They're coming
Gross.
For you. Cordyceps everywhere.
Wow, this is taking a turn.
Yo, you ever seen lion's mane? It tastes like crab meat.
Really?
Yeah,
you're
lion's mane.
Making up stuff.
Look it up, lion's mane. It's a furry mushroom. It's white, and when you cook it, they
kind of good on a furry mushroom.
Nah, but when you cook it, it's popping.
Ew.
It's popping. You season it up, it's popping.
You're not selling.
Yo,
it.
Yo, if you're going to vegan restaurants, they got lion's mane. Get that joint. Let's okay. crack it.
All right, lion's mane.
That's right.
Got it.
Wait, up.
Ebro.
Wake up.
Laura Stiles.
Wake up.
And Rosenberg.
Yeah.
Hot 97. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.